Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Katie here. Is having a whole bunch of mixed feelings or maybe not enough feelings for some really bad news?
Yeah, I'm in this weird emotional place right now. And it's because last week I received some devastating news about a family member. Hmm. And
sorry.
Thanks. When I got the news, my initial reaction was sadness. And it took me back to a place of when I got the call that my grandmother had had a stroke. And I felt helpless because it's like, what do I do? How can I help her? And then based off of her having that stroke, it led to her having to be in the facility, which led to her getting COVID, which led to her death. So I'm going through these same emotions when I get this news about my family member. And my family is really small. I can count like on both hands, like my family members, like it's a small family tree. It's not many of us. And so putting myself in the mindset of I may have to prepare myself for another loss. I didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's emotionally draining. And I just turned off. I feel like I've tried to turn off my emotions.
It's so, self-preservation for you right now.
Yeah. So every morning when I wake up, it's like, do I feel the sadness of this? And I get the same news that my family member is in the same state that they were the day before, or that it's getting worse. And so I get up and I'm like, Katie, we're not dealing with this. Turn it off. Mm-hmm. Bury it. Next day, turn it off. Bury it. Turn it off. Bury it. I'm just waking up and just burying it and burying it and burying it, because I also feel that I have to be the emotional support as well for my other family members. Like, hey, it's okay. You can feel your pain and sadness right now, but I'm just going to support you and try not to feel anything. And I just don't know what to do with it. And I know that the more I bury it, the worse this feeling is going to get. Mm-hmm. And then eventually there's going to be some overflow of emotions. Like I may just randomly break down in the hall. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to get worse than that too. You know, there's a cliche also that it's so funny, so corny. Your issues are in your tissues, which means that if you like put things off and put things off and put things off, eventually you end up sick. Mm-hmm. Because your body knows, right? So you can pull it off as long as you can, but at some point or another, you're really just kicking this down the road.
And there's no feeling. The one thing that I hate right now is that I don't feel hopeful about the outcome. The news is to the point where I'm like, okay, Katie, we got to deal with reality. All right, it's time to prepare. All right. Might have a funeral to go to soon. And I don't have the idea of, well, let's pray it out and have a miracle or anything like that. You know, people are like, you know, I'm praying for you. Things will get better. I'm like, no, don't. Because I'm just in a place of, will it get better?
And I don't want you to come down on yourself, because it's not wrong to feel that way. Like, there are some realities that aren't fair and that frankly suck. And this sounds like it's one of them. I commend you for wanting to be the strength in your family, but I want to remind you, you can be the strength for others, but you also need to find somewhere where you can rebuild yours. Otherwise, you're going to be completely depleted. Like, your battery is going to be on empty, and then you're going to be no good to anyone, including yourself. So you need to find someone that you can talk to about this. And I'm not like throwing therapy out there. I'm just saying somebody in your life, and I know you have dear friends. I mean, you have a really beautiful circle of friends. And I know you as the people pleaser, you don't like to be a burden on other people and you don't like to bring other people down. And I have a friend like that who refuses to tell us anytime anything's going wrong. Before you know it, it's like the entire world and the sky is falling and the world is crumbling. But we didn't know any of that leading up to it. And there will be a breaking moment, right? So I highly, highly encourage you to lean on one of those friends and to get it out. Like, it's going to, that pain is going to sit there and fester and just burn a hole inside of you. You really need to talk to somebody you trust and get it out.
You have a first date this weekend. I think I would just dump it on her.
Oh.
Right off the bat. As soon as you guys sit down.
I think that's a real bad idea.
I think you need to take it one step further, too. And I think you need to stop being everyone's emotional rock in this situation. Because what happens when you're the emotional rock for friends, family, everyone, those emotional waves grind you down into sand. You have to take a break and allow yourself to feel it. And like Kristen said, find somebody. But it's not, I know as the, for me as the eldest daughter or the eldest sibling and you as the only sibling, I think sometimes we think it's our role to do that. And it's the default role and everyone else falls into it comfortably and it's hard to walk away from. You have to walk away from being the emotional rock. Those people will survive. Take care of yourself.
As I've said before, the Burt Show is a therapist's dream, and here is one. Hey, Jessica, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Katie, it sounds like, after repeated bad news, that your nervous system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, which is protect you. And so trying to force yourself to feel something that you're not ready to feel yet, I don't know how helpful that will be, but it's okay to just kind of thank your nervous system, your body, for doing what it's supposed to do and have faith that when you're ready to feel it, it will happen. But I kind of agree with Cassie. You don't have to carry other people's load to be helpful and loving. Just really focus on taking care of yourself and it'll happen naturally.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I agree with everything that was said. The only thing I would add is when you said you're kind of letting your mind go to a bad place, like that's kind of one of the hardest things to do. But for me personally, that's the one thing I try not to let happen when I'm in those dark places and I don't know what to do. Like, don't let your mind go to a negative place. You got to try to just somehow remain positive within your mind, because you don't want to give that energy to the universe. You know what I mean?
I know, but it's like when you're always being positive and you always have this feeling that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And sometimes it's like, it's not going to be mm-hmm. okay.
And sometimes just knowing that and sitting in it is all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thanks. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.